The New Autobiography of Forrest Gump. 1. I am a born idiot. My mother was a widow because my father died shortly after my birth, but others said I resembled him. We inherited some estates which we lived by. My mother planted a lot of violets in the courtyard. I liked watching her knitting nearby the violets. At that time, my mother talked much to stimulate me, which I could not cite much. But my mother always said, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." My mother named me Forrest, and my surname was Gump. She interpreted that I was an heir of Forrest, a hero in Civil War. His name had been carved on the monument, and President Roosevelt had awarded him a badge. My mother said I must have retained the gene of heroes. I didn't quite understand her interpretation. It might link with a myth or whatsoever. We had a neighbour, a Negro immigrant from Africa. I liked to play with him for anyone who mocked at my foolish behaviour. He would deliver him a punch. My mother gave his family good treatment. Later one night, there was a riot, an uproar, in the street, with whistle of cars again and again. They said some Negroes robbed a white junior student. Then my neighbour moved away. Nobody played with me since then. My mother thought it was good for me in school, so that I would be the same as others. But on that day, the headmaster quizzed my grammar. It seemed I did badly, for my mother tried to reconcile with him. After a term, I was transferred to another school. I would tell you, it was an odd place. Some spat the gums on the sofa, some twisted stockings around their necks. The teachers only taught the simplicity of life. For example, when to slap hands, how to use soap to wash clothes, how to suck soda to prevent it from splashing, sprinkling on clothes and so on. We should submit to teachers. I yawned often, but there was one exception. Once I broke a broom with a snap. The teacher made me hungry for a day. One day a big guy met me on my way from dormitory. He came to drag me, kicked me on the hip and called me an idiot. I was almost provoked, but I dared not to protest. I shed tears. Then a voice came, "Run, Forrest, run!" And I began to run. When I dashed into a cinema on Joint Street and looked back, he disappeared. After graduation, the US military cabled to inform me to join the army. Mama took me to the site of the interview, which was in a stadium nearby a gulf. There might be thousands of people in the spot, because some others' toes were always kicking my heels. The jury was composed of 7 people. A delegate with a big forehead labelled us in a row from number 1 and divided us into several divisions to, he clarified, keep balance. Nuisance. Then he made us to take a leapfrog test, keeping with a naked body. He said he would check our spine and muscle strength. When I got home at night, I had 2 swollen feet.